Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 675, How to Protect Yourself from Identity Theft, by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dan. A very happy Friday to you. Hope you've had a great week. But for now, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. How to Protect Yourself from Identity Theft, by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. Let me begin by sharing a scenario with you. Jared has made the decision to purchase his first home. He has excellent credit, so he has no concerns with obtaining a loan for his house. Jared applies for the loan only to be rejected by the bank. He's a little confused, so he pulls his credit report for review. Upon review, Jared notices numerous credit inquiries and credit cards that he never had. He has been a victim of identity theft, and Jared is facing a lot of time and effort to restore his credit. Or another example that I've been seeing a lot on our Common IRS Questions page. You go to submit your tax return and see your tax refund is delayed. You call to find out why and learn that someone else filed a tax return with your name and SSN on it already. Now you have to wait over 9 weeks to get it resolved with the IRS and deal with the headache of having your identity stolen. Or in my case, I ordered a box of checks and they never arrived. I started seeing checks being written at retail stores. I had to call my bank, cancel my checking account, and get it changed, and then file a police report. It took months to get the transactions disputed, and it was a real headache. Identity theft is, sadly, common. Identity theft is one of the worst things that can happen to a person, and yet it is becoming more and more common. With the advancement of technology these days, it's really not hard for someone to obtain all your personal information and make it their own. Not to mention, we sometimes do careless things that may make it easier for someone to assume our identity. Understand that anyone can purchase ID card printers and make an ID that is your name with their picture. Your identity is then effectively stolen. Furthermore, you can have your identity stolen at the gas station, at a store, and online. Remember hacked emails from the election? If that was you, they'd be using your email to access your bank accounts. Steps to prevent identity theft. There are steps that can be taken to decrease your likelihood of becoming a victim. The best thing that you can do so that you don't become a victim is to keep track of your credit. I recommend using Credit Karma. It's free, and it will alert you to new credit activity. Also, check your credit report at least once a year. You can check your credit report for free annually at annualcreditreport.com. This is a much more detailed look at your credit history than what Credit Karma provides. It's best not to wait until you want to apply for credit before you take a look at your credit report. Another good tip is to make sure you shred any mail that has your personal information before you throw it away. Usually, trash is a breeding ground for thieves. Sometimes we make it too easy for a thief to steal our identity. We do things that most people really wouldn't think twice about. One culprit is none other than social network sites. When you fill out the information in the section labeled Info, About Me, etc., it contains key information for a thief to use. Information such as birthplace or hometown, date of birth, high school attended, etc., are items typically asked for security questions. Keep that in mind the next time you log onto your social network page. Finally, when doing any type of online banking or even social media, use two-factor authentication. This is where you can get a text message with a verification code to log into a secure website. The benefit of this is it requires you, or your phone at least, to be present to access your information. If someone does steal your email and maybe guesses your password, they still can't access your information. What to do if you are a victim? The one thing you need to do if you ever become a victim is to take action immediately. Contact any and every company that looks unfamiliar to you on your credit report. You have many rights as an identity theft victim, and it is your job to become familiar with them. It is important to research as much as possible about options that are available to you. It's also important to file a police report. This report will be useful as you petition all of the fraudulent charges or other things the identity thief may have done. Unfortunately, becoming an identity theft victim can happen even if you do everything right. However, taking the necessary precautions can significantly decrease your chances. The important thing is to be aware, keep up with information on your credit report. Don't be so quick to volunteer personal information about yourself. A little precaution can go a long way. Pointers to avoid identity theft. Keep track of your credit. Check your credit report periodically. Don't volunteer personal information on social networking sites. Shred any mail that has personal information before you throw it away. And be aware. It's not being paranoid, just staying informed. You just listened to the post titled How to Protect Yourself from Identity Theft by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And that'll do it for another week of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for being a subscriber. You've played a huge part in keeping these podcasts going. So have yourself a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.